The proposed district would cover 244 buildings in that neighborhood, 19 listed as non-contributing to historic status. Originally, proponents had considered a much larger district, but state preservation officials wouldn't go for it because so many period buildings have been demolished, leaving empty lots on some key streets. Councilmember David Fronczyk says he lives in the district and tried years ago to establish such a district, but the support structure for landmarking just wasn't there. Now, Fronczyk says it is, and he's in favor.
I'm not only here in my role as a council member representing this community, but I'm also a resident. I received a notice of this hearing today, and I enthusiastically support the landmarking of the Broadway Fillmore, hopefully Historic Preservation District, and I will recommend that to my colleagues accordingly.
The process has taken years and requires council approval and a return to the Preservation Board for the final stage on the way to Albany. There was some opposition from 716 Ministries, which argues the Preservation District would put too much pressure on poor residents who would have to go through the Preservation Board process for changes in their homes, and that would be difficult. District sponsors were told they're going to have to make major efforts to ensure people who buy in the district in the future know that and are aware of the rules. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.